Welcome to the Rough Fish Registry.
Yep. What is the Rough Fish Registry? Is it some podcast deal we were doing?
I've kind of forgot.
Yeah.
I keep getting all these social media notifications and I'm like, huh? What's that?
What is this page that I'm admin of?
How many weeks since we recorded? We recorded a couple last time we were together.
Yeah.
And spaced them out. It's a busy time of year.
I feel like with, you know, deer season and tournaments and kids going back to school, that it's kind of,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's the end of the bow fishing season.
My wife had a party when our kids went back to school.
Did she?
Yeah, all the wives come over, they drank margaritas and celebrated. No, she didn't do that. She wanted to.
I talked her out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the summer's winding down and we've had a couple cool mornings here in Southwest Missouri.
Oh,
you know,
it's getting me fired up.
49 degrees one morning. It was like, oh, hello there.
Yes. I think they're starting to rut.
I read today that they're expecting a more aggressive and earlier rut than normal.
Yeah?
Now, that could be just total hearsay.
Probably. Who's they?
Mark Kenyon.
Mark Kenyon?
Yeah, Wired to Hunt.
Yeah, good podcast.
Yeah, he's
usually informative.
Usually pretty, doesn't throw a bunch of false information out there.
No, never.
So,
never.
Anyway, I saw that the solstice and the something or other. Yeah, again, I'm going to go, never mind. New moon and the solstice is like November 2nd.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be like,
I'm going to be in Kansas then.
Good time.
Yeah. You know, last year I was all gung ho.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I have a buddy that's hunted out there before that lives around here and I told him last year, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm going to Kansas. You know, I'm going to go hang trail cameras, get corn out. And this was like, you know, right after I heard I'd drawn my tag. And he was like, oh, you know, whatever. He's like, next year it'll be totally different. I'm like, whatever. So last year, you know, I went out there two or three times and hung stands and put feed out and checked cameras. And this year I'm just like, yeah, the big deer are going to be there. I don't need to worry about it.
I'm just going to show up.
Just show up and slay them. That's right.
How many did you kill last year?
Deer?
Yep.
Well, I killed a doe in Missouri.
And, no, I meant in Kansas.
Oh. Well, you got to think about it, though. Like,
you got to put in the man hours.
Well, no, you're going out there to kill a big deer. Like, I mean, I could have shot some does and I probably will shoot a doe this year because those Kansas deer taste like, it's like beef.
Mm.
Yeah, corn-fed beef.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, last couple weeks, recap. What have we been up to?
Oh, man.
We had the Iron Man. Was that 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So, for those that don't know, I think we've talked about it before. The Iron Man is a tournament that's hosted out of Lake of the Ozarks area,
mm-hmm.
Truman area, and Batson Archery. Again, good shop around here.
Yep.
And they've been doing that tournament for, gosh,
I think they
15 years, probably more than that.
Yeah, I think it was like 2020. It was in the 20s. I actually made a note.
Did you?
Because I was going to mention it, but it shocked me.
I
think it was over 20 years.
In the first years, it'd be like 5 boats, you know, 10 boats.
Oh. Yeah, and it was 49?
49 this year, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
So anyway, that tournament's basically a 24-hour shoot.
9 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Yep, 22 hours, I guess, but
yeah, technically speaking.
Yeah, how was your 22 hours of shooting?
I'm going to be really honest. If you looked at the leaderboards, it looked like we didn't have much fun. But we were talking about it yesterday, and because, yeah, we didn't have a bunch of weight, but we had a full bucket. Or, I mean, we had a lot of fun.
You did some shooting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had a limit by, by 2 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Big 12.
Big
so
12.
It's a Big 12 tournament.
Yep,
yeah.
Yeah. So we had a lot of fun just, you know, chasing around. We'd never fished this particular part. This is only the second time we'd ever fished Lake the Ozarks, so we were kind of flying a little blind, what to expect. And we chased mud balls for about 2 hours before we kind of figured out how we should go about doing this.
Yeah.
We got that figured out and got a little sneakier and filled the boat with little dudes. And then that night, had a good time.
Slaying them.
I think we had like 30 fish total.
Yeah.
But they were all, 10 pounders.
Yeah. There's a lot of little fish on that lake.
Oh, yeah.
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 See any grass carp?
Didn't see a one.
Oh, darn it.
Did not see a one. We really didn't. We shot really well. I think we only missed one or two, like, good, decent fish.
Yeah.
And when I say decent, nothing huge, like 15 to 20 pound gar.
Yeah.
Nothing. Stuck every decent buff we saw. Had a 3 over 15. So, anyway, it was good.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Oh, yeah. So, my Iron Man was... you had a full bucket of fish at 2, and I had 2 fish in the boat at about noon. And hindsight, may have not been a great idea, but we rolled around this point, and there was this guy sitting on the deck or on a boat dock, and he's like, "What are you guys doing?" We told him bow fishing and this and that. Asked what we were shooting. We told him carp and buffalo. Well, he wanted some. Yeah. So we gave him our only 2 fish. They were probably 12, 13-pound buffalo.
Uh-oh.
And so at that point, let's back up. We'd scouted quite a bit and found some pretty good fish for this tournament. And we rolled into our first spot where there was always 2 or 3 grass carp in the back of this cove. And we get back there, and there's like, I swear it was like a 30-foot boat just like doing donuts in the back of it. So
we saw that too.
Yeah.
I think alcohol's involved most of the time on that lake.
Well, I mean, they couldn't have been in 2 foot of water.
Oh, just crazy people.
But so after that, we were like, well, I guess we'll go look around a little more. And we checked a couple other spots. And, there was people swimming and paddle boarders and, So about noon, we decided that we were going to take a little break. And
3 hours in.
3 hours in. So
I'm pretty tired.
We ran across Big Water up there to a bar up there on the lake. We parked the old bow fishing rig right next to some $500,000 speedboats.
I'm sitting in the sun sweating, and I get a Snapchat, and they're playing bags at the Horny Toad.
Playing cornhole at the Horny Toad, yeah. So we went up and ate lunch and drank some beer and hung out for probably 3 hours.
And, it was a while.
It was the funnest time ever. I mean, we always say that tournament, you could sign up for the tournament at check-in and then go home and sleep until dark, and you could still do as well as you do if you just shoot all day. Mostly.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say all the time, but
sure.
A lot of the time you could.
I had fun. We haven't done much daytime shooting before, and it was fun. We had a good time. It was hot. Man, it got hot.
Oh, yeah. So after we left the Horny Toad, we went and ran a couple of coves and didn't see anything else, so we pulled out in the middle and swam for a little bit, and I think we ate 2 boxes of fruit gushers.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And
fruit gushers. How old are you?
Oh, I love fruit gushers.
The thought of just eating like 3 make me want to throw up. I don't know why.
Like, I could eat a whole box. I could knock a box out on my own, probably. I'm just saying. That and fruit roll-ups.
When's your birthday? We're going to just spam you with gushers.
December 17th.
Let it be known.
Strawberry fruit gushers. And fruit roll-ups.
Your poor wife.
I love them. Just eat them up.
Yeah. So, the rest of the night, how'd it go for you?
Oh, I mean, we had a decent weight. I don't remember what we weighed, 160, 180, something like that. We had one good grass carp, I think 28, 29 pounds. And then we had a grass carp. It was the weirdest thing. We went to the back of a cove, and we'd nothing in it. We turn to come out of the cove, and we get like two docks out of this cove. If you don't know Lake of the Ozarks, I mean, there's just docks everywhere. And just in the very backs is the only place that there's really no docks. Well, we're coming out, and we're looking at – Chad had his phone out trying to figure out where we were going next, and all of a sudden, big old grass carp comes right out under the boat and hangs right. It does kind of like a big buffalo does, and it just kind of whoop and just kind of sat there. Well, my teammate Brent, like, I don't know if he, like, was in shock or what, but – he didn't draw back. He didn't do nothing. So I flung a Hail Mary across the boat at it and didn't hit it. No.
But didn't. No Tom Brady connection.
No. Couldn't throw the Hail Mary. So.
Golly.
Yeah. So I put a powertrain steering system on my boat before that tournament.
Right.
Dude.
Makes a difference.
Oh, man. After you're running that push-pull for 2 years, you know, and going to that, and just having two little buttons to push, and oh, it was awesome.
We talked about doing a kicker this year, and we ended up not doing it, and we're thinking about doing one this winter, and for aesthetic reasons, and then just the layout of the boat, I thought the powertrain would probably be the way we go, but after hearing you talk about it, and seeing the way it works, and yeah, it's, you know, there's electric, you know, moving parts and things like that. You know, it's not as tried and true, but
I mean, even for, I mean, I don't want to sound bad, but the system's $700. So even if you bought the system and then just bought a whole nother system and kept it in the boat, I mean,
just in case.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's guys that, you know, buy an extra Oneida for a backup.
Yeah, I mean, it's some difference.
Yeah,
I mean,
I didn't, but you know,
no, I've got a. Browning Barracuda.
Oh,
yeah.
We've got a relationship that goes way back, me and the old Barracuda.
Taped up limbs and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I made the decision.
What'd you do?
I'm moving away from the bottle.
Oh.
I'm going to put the bottle down.
What? So are you going to go to a Muzzy? Or just a reel and reel seat?
Yep.
Yeah?
I'm going to do it. I gotta do it. Here's what it was like 6 to 8 o'clock. You know, you couldn't see, you know, couldn't turn your lights on. Mm-hmm. The sun wasn't bright enough. You couldn't see anything. So right there in the middle, just kind of like floating around. This is during the Ironman. I was like, man, I'm going to try to just straighten this arrow up. Just make sure, you know. So I'm like tinkering with it. I'm like having other people shoot my bow so I could see it. Like watch what it's doing. And it was pulling the back of the arrow to the right really hard.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's got to be the slide. So I kicked the rest. I started making adjustments. And by the time I got it straight, the arrow coming off of my rest was pointed a good 20 degrees off the scene. I mean, it was like bad. And I would shoot it and it would hit the water straight. But it just looked, it couldn't be good. So I, at that point, it was just like, and I'd even put a new, slide on. Maybe the slide, you know, I did that, you know, I just put a new fresh line and just slide on.
Yeah,
it's time to move on.
Well, so welcome to the...
I haven't bought anything yet, but yeah. I just wanted to make that announcement publicly. Okay. I'll have to have 6 extra backup reels, but you know.
No, I've used one reel all season. I mean, I was all jacked. I had all these backups, you know.
Yeah,
I was like, man, I'm good.
So what you're saying is I should just go up to the on my way out, just drive by the barn and grab one.
Well, they're not in the barn anymore.
Oh, I'll find them.
Yeah,
Chad, you know where
Come
to send
on,
them.
Puddin, where's them reels at? You can steal his.
Oh yeah,
he's got an Arch Enemy reel that he's been going strong with for 2 years now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there any difference? I don't know.
I think so. I mean,
that's a totally ignorant question. I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, there's some difference, but is that good? Little Arnold Palmer?
Mm-hmm.
Parnold Palmer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what? You know what? I'm going to say it right now.
Okay.
I got a real bone to pick. I don't think that JP actually listens to this, but if he does, I'm going to throw this Hail Mary out there.
Okay.
I've been a couple times. Uh-oh. Morton, a couple times. Okay, you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going with this.
No, I don't.
Okay. I've been to... I live in Golden. Top of the Rocks, 30 minutes away. So we go, you know, kind of a nice restaurant challenge in Golden. We'll say that. We got the pub. That's about it. Shout out to all the girls.
Yeah.
The waitresses.
The waitresses at the pub.
They know exactly what I want every time I show up. So.
Yeah. I'm sure they listen.
Yeah. No, they do not. So we go the very first time to Arnie's Barn. Arnold Palmer. This restaurant is named after Arnold Palmer.
Okay. This is at Top of the Rock. It's over there in Branson. Yeah.
And I order an Arnold Palmer. And you know what the lady told me?
They don't have Arnold Palmers.
They cannot make an Arnold Palmer because they don't have lemonade.
That's
I kind of raised a little fuss. And I said, you mean to tell me that this building is named after Arnold Palmer? And so the next time I came back, I tried again. And they said, oh, we can make that.
Yeah.
They bring it back to me. Guess what? It's pink lemonade.
Oh
my gosh.
Mixed with tea, though?
Mixed with tea.
Yeah.
That's not an Arnold Palmer. That's like a Daisy Palmer.
Maybe Arnold Palmer likes pink lemonade drink mixed with tea.
Have you watched the ESPN commercial?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't. It's yellow. It's yellow. So, JP, get on that.
Get on the Arnold Palmer,
buddy. Come on, man.
Yep. I'll text him later and tell him he's got some serious work to do. Food's good down there, though.
It is good. Yeah. It's really good. And if that's my only complaint, hey, listen, it's a crazy cool view. We actually just went to the other one for the first time a couple months ago.
The grill, the one right there.
Yeah, the one on the right as you walk in, not the left.
Yeah, that's the only one I've ate at.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I got there, but
it's good.
Dude, I went down to that downstairs. There's like a whiskey and wine bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
I walked through there.
So the bartender, I was like,
I got lost down there.
Yeah.
It's like a cave.
So I go down there and the bartender is like, what do you want? I'm like, I'm with my wife and some friends. I'm like, I ain't drinking wine. You know, I was like, give me a good whiskey. Like, I don't know if that's in the same sentence, but he's like, all right. So he gives me a cup of this or a glass of this whiskey and he's like, here, try it. So I took a drink of it, and it tasted like kerosene. So I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, that's nasty. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I know. So he takes an ice cube, and he puts it in there, and he goes, wait 5 minutes. I was like, okay. So I waited 5 minutes, and he comes over. He goes, try it now. And I tried it. And, like, I've never been, like, a connoisseur of, like, any drinks or anything like that. You know, I don't drink wine and – oh, the subtle earthy tones, and this and that. But I could literally, like, taste, like, caramel and, like, all these different flavors in the whiskey, and it was pretty awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Usually not supposed to, like, add ice to good ones.
Yeah, I don't know. If you didn't add ice, I think you could just lit it on fire and burn it in your truck. I mean, it was bad.
Oh, gosh.
But, no, it was good.
No, good.
So... yeah.
That was a rabbit trail and a half.
Yeah.
But yeah, go check it out. It's cool. And you can get a bucket of balls and all that stuff.
So where are we at? Iron Man?
All right, wrapping up Iron Man.
Oh, reels. Reels.
Yeah. There's not much to that. I just, just want to make the proclamation.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot. Huh. Just got to remember to click the button.
Have you seen those little clickers?
I have.
I use my thumb. It's like close enough. I just sit there and
I don't need click less it. Is more.
Yeah.
I gotta teach myself just to do it. So, moving on.
Yeah.
State shoot. I did not get to participate, but how'd that go?
No, state shoot was awesome.
And it's Bow Fishing Association of Missouri state shoot.
BAM. Bam.
Bam. Bam.
So, yeah, we had our second state shoot this year. I guess we had one last year and one this year.
Heard
so
the president's a real fuddy-dud.
Our second annual. Yeah. I guess he did all right. I mean, he went in his own tournament. I mean, you can't be doing that.
Oh, gosh.
But no, cool thing. We raised like $2,600 for a...
really cool thing.
Yeah, the family of the police officer that got killed in Clinton, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. Got to present that money to
he was a bow
his wife. Yeah, he bowfished, and he'd been to the Open and some other tournaments up around Lake of the Ozarks. So.
Sad deal.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
So anyway,
well,
moving on from that, tournament was good. We, you know, I think there was 40 boats or something like that. And
back-to-back weekends kind of makes it tough sometimes.
Oh, gosh. I was worn out.
Yeah.
And for those that haven't done it, like, I did, I by no means ran this tournament, but just helping and the extra little bit of stress that putting a tournament on adds is isn't conducive to being.
Yeah, Jeff makes it look easy. So does the Batsons, you know.
Yeah.
They've got a plan. They got to, you know.
I like to wing it.
Yeah.
That's
roll up.
That's my style.
Just like our podcast.
Yeah.
Just, what are we going to talk about? Okay, cool.
So.
Let's go.
Yeah, it was a Big Ten, and weights were a little better than the Ironman. It was on two of the same lakes, but you could also go to, you know, Table Rock, Bull Shoals, Pawnee, Stockton. I didn't realize
that. That'd be a drive.
Oh, yeah. But last year it was at your place in Springfield, so it was a drive the other way.
Yeah.
Which I think most of the boats did. But, Big Ten, 260-some pounds won it. Guys killed 10 grass carp. They were freaking on fire.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, Team Toadfish. Shout out to them. They're some good guys. We passed on our lucky turtle. Did I talk about our lucky turtle?
You did it after the open, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but so for those that didn't hear, there's this lucky turtle that's been passed around from bow fishing team to bow fishing team over the last, I don't know how many years, we'll call it 100. So we got it last year, or this year before the open. Someone threw it on our boat, and someone ended up telling us what it was. So funny story on that. I cleaned my boat out before the Ironman, and I took the turtle out and forgot to put it back in. Well, Chad swears that's why we didn't do very good in the Ironman. I don't know why he's real superstitious, but so we get to the state shoot.
He's just a little stitious.
Yeah.
Not superstitious.
Yeah. So we get to the state shoot. He zip ties it to the grab bar on my center console. He's like, we ain't losing this thing. Well, we're sitting there. We're parked by Robert North, who was on last episode. He got a new boat, too. Did we talk about that? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So we parked. We both had Prodigies, so we parked beside each other. You know,
the Cool Kids Club.
And he looked at that turtle. He goes, man, I'd like to steal that turtle. I was like, why? He's like, oh, it'll just be something to steal, to have. I'm like, you better not. And I told him the story. Well, we get to our first spot, and there is no turtle on my boat.
Bum, bum, bum.
So Chad is, like, losing his mind. I'm going to kill him. I'm gonna, blah, blah, blah. Where are they at? Let's call him. Let's see if we can go get it. Blah, blah, blah. So we shoot the whole night without the turtle. And, you know, I think we had 160 or 180 pounds somewhere in there. Middle of the pack. We didn't... Again, our fish weren't there, so we were on a specific pattern of fish.
I'm telling you, we need to move to Thursday night tournaments.
On Lake of the Ozarks, I agree 100%, you know, but we were on...
That was kind of a joke, but...
We'll fake the fish out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Reverse psychology.
So we get back to weigh-in, and I go to Robert. I'm like, man, where's my turtle? He's like, I seriously didn't take it, and he shows me a picture. Jeff Browning stole my turtle, and he made a timeline of the turtle's adventures on his boat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had it.
They were disrespecting the turtle.
They were disrespecting the turtle. I mean, they had it in the fish bucket on top of fish. They took it water skiing.
Yeah.
And
I can't believe they won.
They didn't win.
I thought you just said they won.
No, they didn't win the tournament.
Oh, I thought they did.
They did all right. I think they're
no toadfish one.
Toadfish one.
I thought the guys on the toadfish boat had the turtle.
No, we passed it on to him.
Oh.
So it was the last tournament of the year, so we went ahead and did the deed and passed it on to the toadfish guys.
I'm just not tracking at all.
Yeah.
The story's making me go to sleep.
And then the turtle exploded.
I put a grenade in the turtle.
But they didn't know. We did put a tracking device in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jeff Browning's phone with Facebook open.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because he is.
Yep.
His location service is on all the time.
Yeah, guys, just follow him around.
Add him as a friend. Go to Find My Friends, and you'll know exactly where he's fishing.
Yep. Whether that's
and then don't go there because he doesn't do worth a crap in tournaments.
That's right. That one night he was in Theodosia,
and then he was up at Stockton, mm-hmm. Aldridge. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
Yep. So anyway, state shoot was good, and we're just kind of on cruise control now.
Yeah, just waiting for. Well, really.
Waiting for nothing.
Waiting for.
Wintertime buffalo.
March, yeah. April, February, March.
Yeah.
Waiting for deer season.
Oh, you got any good deer on camera?
You know what? I do. None that we're going to kill, though.
Oh.
I really think we're going to try to let them walk. We have on a different farm that we're not allowed to hunt. It's a family member's farm. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
There's a deer we were watching last year pretty hard, and he was pretty nice, and everybody, you know, the three of us that knew wanted him to, you know, wanted to drop him.
Does anybody else know about this deer?
Nope.
I mean, you don't know if there's anybody hunting around there?
No.
Okay.
So anyway, he's back. He was back this year, and
to see
the difference between a 4.5 and a 5.5-year-old with low pressure and good food.
Mm-hmm.
Man, makes us really just want to hold. We have two deer that are we really think are 4.5, and so we're really wanting to hold off and just see. We really think probably 20 inches of growth between 4.5 and 5.5. So,
and I mean, they kind of start adding little stickers and kickers.
The
little trash stuff that makes them cool.
Yeah, yeah, real cool. So anyway, we're gonna try to hold off. The boss man owns the farm, so if he wants to shoot it, he can shoot it. But Trevor and I are not, so
yeah,
we may hunt the area, but not.
That you're gonna say we may hump the area? I was like, where are you going with this?
No, I'm not doing that. So anyway, so
good one.
We're excited for that for next year. Our soybeans are killing it. They're about nipple high on me, so yeah. That's a good
4 foot.
4.5 feet. Yeah.
4.5.
Yeah.
You want me to measure?
Yeah, we can measure.
Get a tape measure out
for science later. We'll post a picture.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're getting big. We put a hot wire fence up, and now we can't even see it. So
yeah, so it's really not doing anything.
But we just it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. You're taking your bow out to Bow Freaks today, right? Mm-hmm. After you leave here.
After we knock this out.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. Let Mr. Shannon just make sure everything's in line.
Yeah.
Shooting great still, but had a buddy get his tuned. Probably Trevor said that Jared, who shoots with us occasionally in the open,
yeah,
didn't know the last time they had it tuned, and apparently it's a brand new bow.
Did he bring it up here?
No, he took it to Archery Quest in Springfield. Oh, that's the shop that Trevor goes to. Yeah,
love him or hate him, I think, is what everybody's.
It's exactly right. Trevor, and they love Trevor. Trevor loves them. It's great. That's all I've got to say about that.
Yeah, I like Bow Freaks. I like Shannon. He's
as do I.
Yeah,
as do I. Great, both great shops. But
yeah,
Shannon's just got a little bit more the customer service appeal.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't have any good deer on camera.
That stinks.
I've got my dauber down. I've got one camera to check right over back that way.
Yeah,
you can't see me pointing, but that has been there like a month and a half, probably.
Mm,
so
that'll be fun.
I swear that's where all my big deer are. They always hang out in that area, and then they work their way north and south to down that little creek.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll
so
see.
What are we gonna? So are we gonna talk about bow fishing all fall? Or are we gonna? I don't mean to transition, but
I don't know. I mean, I'll probably.
We're gonna probably still have
breaking news. I sold my boat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we'll probably talk a little bit about boat builds and
yep.
You know, a lot of guys are. I think a lot of guys are scared of building a custom boat
mm-hmm.
because they think, oh, it's so expensive. You know, blah blah blah.
I really didn't think yours would sell. Like, No, let me back up.
It takes a special person to buy.
Before you listed it, let's say a year ago, if
uh-huh.
you said, will it be able to sell next year? I would have said no. Yeah. Not for anything close to what it's worth.
Yeah.
But
I was worried
about
that. Yeah.
It did.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'd actually thought about hope. Having the transom rebuilt and just doing something different with that boat. Mm. But
that would be an option.
I think I'm going to go with something a little lighter, a little leaner and meaner.
Yep.
You know.
Ranger.
Yeah.
90 horse. Johnson.
No, I was probably going to go with the new 520L. Yeah, put a hydraulic front deck on it and be able to run.
520L.
Be able to run 70.
I don't know what a 520L is, but
those are that's the new model numbers for the Ranger. They used to be 520Cs.
Oh, they changed it to 21.
Well, they've got a 20L and a 21L.
I don't know anything about Rangers.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I wouldn't expect you to. You don't know about the best bass fishing boat in the world.
You mean Bass Cats?
No, I'm just kidding.
Because I knew you know quite a bit about those.
So my dad's always run a Ranger, and Pate's dad and his family have always run Bass Cats. So
good people.
Oh yeah,
family owned and operated.
Both of them are. Johnny Morris, that's family. I mean, he owns Ranger boats.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Hey, it was right.
Forrest Wood owned it up until did he own it or did he sold it to?
I think they sold it.
Fish Holding Enterprise or whatever.
Yeah, they sold it a while back.
Yeah. Anyway.
Actually, Bass Cat's owned by Greg Kraft now anyway. Yeah. So,
well, Ranger still builds them one at a time. I think they all do.
Yeah. It's not exactly a speedy process. They lay the fiberglass by hand.
So anyway, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about some boat builds and
talk about deer season.
Did you dove hunt? Did you go dove hunting?
We did. It was not good.
Yeah.
Last year.
Is your shotgun in the truck?
No.
No? I was going to say, we might be able to...
Go bust a few?
Yeah.
Last year, Trevor put a bunch of work in, and listen, I'm a straight-up user when it comes to dove season.
Yeah.
Last year, Trevor had done all this work, and...
What do you do to get ready for dove season?
Well, there's a few things you can do that's illegal, like just go out and dump a bunch of seed.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not. You can't do that. So, what we were doing was we were strategically feeding cattle.
Okay, yeah.
And had this field mowed down pretty short and had a blind built.
Oh, okay.
And may have had a power line or two right in the general vicinity.
Yeah.
So we limited out by like 9 o'clock with four dudes. We shot 60 real quick.
Yeah.
It was a hoot. Had a dog, that really good dog that worked well.
Yeah.
So it was just awesome. Awesome morning. Well, so
having a horrible
that
dog
was last year.
Is not very fun.
This year, same spot. Didn't have cows in there, so the grass is really tall, and we'd actually been seeing a little more coyote activity, and we'd kept the grass mowed in a certain spot, but
nothing.
Yeah. We had one sit on a line about 100 yards away, the only one we saw, and just taunted us.
Yeah.
And then we got
hungry. Hail Mary at it, like everybody at once.
Yeah. And then everybody, by about 8 o'clock, was like, breakfast sounds pretty good.
So yeah.
That was that.
Nice.
Plus, you know, the meal's good for, like, you know, doves are great, but
yeah,
I don't know. They don't tend to keep as well.
I saw a post on Facebook talking about bleeding them out.
Wow. Bleeding out a dove?
Yeah, you pop their head off, I guess, hold them upside down. I don't know how exactly they do it, but
we just had ripped the breasts out.
Well, it had two breasts side by side, and one breast was bled out, one wasn't, and the breast that wasn't bled out was, like, bright red.
Right.
And the other one was like, like white.
Like a chicken breast?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not that white, but.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, you try that someday.
Yeah, someday, if you can kill a dove.
Probably not. We just pull open chokes and just auto shotguns.
Let the lid fly.
Yeah, you know, a couple hundred rounds each. That'll do.
Yeah.
Burn a barrel up. All right. So. What else? So do want to make a shout out. This was a really cool. It was a hard week for a lot of guys.
BAA. Yeah.
You know, coming in with a disaster down in Houston, Hurricane Harvey. I don't know. I was pretty dang inspired by the week's events. Obviously, there's a lot of damage and a lot of rebuilding to take place, but the just the bow fishing community, let alone the outdoor community.
I mean, not just the BAA. I mean, the BAA kind of...
Yeah.
They did a lot, for sure, but everybody in general.
Oh, yeah. It was... You know. There were people moving before the BAA, like, even started to.
Yeah.
You know, the BA made a major push starting like Tuesday, but Monday. You know, like Marshall Bryan, you know, that was the very first guy I saw because he lives, he's down there in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And
did you see the guy that, there was a couple of them. I didn't even catch the name, but it was shared and he had his airboat like under the awning of a hospital. And there was one that was a gal having a baby that someone had done, but this one was, someone with some major issue and he ran them all the way to the hospital. And when he left, he like, took out of there like a BA. Like it looked awesome.
That's crazy. No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I've been going through every one of those posts just looking at the pictures and stuff, and it's pretty cool. So man, what's it? It's still, I mean, I only know two people live in Houston, and one of their homes was totally, you know, 8 feet of water. Just gnarly. They're trying to sell it. Just a bad deal. There's obviously thousands
trying to sell it right now.
Yeah, millions of people affected by this. Yeah, they're not trying to. I mean, they were trying to sell it 2 weeks ago.
Beforehand, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, not to make light of the situation, but it was inspiring and really cool to see the community, and just the outdoor community be represented so well. And I feel like I don't like to say the word even because it just the media did a fair representation of like.
Yeah,
saying hey, the outdoorsmen are the dudes to have on your side in one of
down
these situations.
Down here whooping butt, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool, and you know, not to get political, that's just what we all need right now. Show a little compassion.
Yeah, I never saw anybody post like, you know, I'm not gonna go there. Just forget that.
Scratch that.
Yeah,
I don't know where you're going.
They were saving everybody. It didn't matter, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was people helping people.
Yes.
That's all it was. And it was really cool to see. So that was awesome. Really proud to be a part of the BAA. A couple of those, you know, we know a couple of those guys and supporters. We support them and they support us. So it's really cool. And you're a state rep, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
As soon as that fell out of my mouth, I was like, oh, crap. I don't want to say something stupid. But
yep, Missouri State Rep.
Yep.
So
that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time.
Well, guys, bear with us.
Yeah, sorry. Were we a week late?
No, we skipped. We're
going every 2 weeks, probably.
Yeah, this fall, you know.
Yeah, unless one of us kills like a giant deer, we'll have like a...
Oh, yeah, we'll do a play-by-play. That would be cool. Yeah. I don't know. If it's me, it's going to be just a total stranger. Total
random buck that walks
by. Which actually, after 2 years of like hardcore scouting and, you know, running cameras and doing all the food plot, the idea of like something just totally random walking by
is really
intriguing to me. It's like
I had a new deer show up last week. Nothing big, but he was one I hadn't had all summer, and then I've had another one that I had a picture of all winter after season, and then I had one picture of him like 2 months ago and I haven't had one since.
Crazy. Yeah.
When the picture I had of him, like, he's ate out of the feeders. I've got Boss Buck gravity feeders, and he's ate out of them many times, but he literally walked by this feeder, and that was the only picture I had of him. So
he just walked right by.
I don't know if he walked by and just grabbed a quick snack before it could snap another one and left, or...
Crazy.
Yeah.
They're elusive creatures.
Elusive little creatures.
They're so smart, but so dumb at the same time.
Yeah.
Put the slip on you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to wrap her up. It's been fun.
Wick, wick. I don't know why I did that.
Oh.
I just feel like wrap it. Wick, wick.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah, very cool. Keep, stay with us. We're going to be coming back at you bi-weekly, like we said, hunting stuff. I think we're going to try to do some more like product stuff through the fall.
Yeah.
Get everybody lined up, do some, you know, like Chase said, some boat builds. You know, just try to keep everybody at least a little bit engaged till spring hits.
Would, I know we always wait till the end to do this. Would anybody be interested in shirts and hats?
Yeah, shoot us a message if you don't mind. Shirts and hats.
Yeah.
If that would be something you'd be interested in, Roughfish Registry.
And it's like, it's pretty sweet hat. I mean, it's not like a cheapo.
No, it'd be a legit, I mean, it'd be a good hat. Be a legit hat. Something you can wear in public and not be like, oh, what's that? I mean, I love all the funny t-shirts, but, you know, you might not want to wear that to, like, a wedding reception.
But you'd wear one of our hats?
Maybe. Yeah. If you're not in the wedding.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Maybe not a wedding reception. That's maybe a bad choice.
No, but we're just trying. We've got a couple of designs that we, you know, we've thrown together, and it doesn't scream like I shoot fish.
Yeah, it's not like blood and guts and, you know,
stuff like that.
Skeletons.
Yeah, a little more.
I don't know. It's a high class.
It's a high class bow fishing brand.
Wow, we are just really okay. All right. Yeah. Guys, thanks so much. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, iTunes, subscribe, comment. If you're still listening, you probably already have. So. Yeah.
Join the BAA.
Join the BAA.
Wear your dang safety harness when you deer hunt.
Yes. Just like your seat, just like your life vest.
And your seatbelt. Yeah.
I wear my seatbelt.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
It's dumb not to.
All right, guys. Stay rough. Had to do it.
No. Goodbye.
See ya.